is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel says one of the bodies just handed over by Hamas is not a hostage.
Israel is accusing Hamas of violating the Gaza ceasefire by moving too slowly to release the remains of deceased hostages. Israel is now threatening to reduce aid flowing into Gaza by half.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos, of the 28 bodies Hamas has been holding, only 7 have been returned. Hamas says it's a challenge to recover all the remains given the near total destruction of Gaza. Israel's prime minister says he has a cold and is skipping his corruption trial today, during which he was to be cross-examined. Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem's video to air travelers blames Democrats for the government shutdown. It's unclear this morning if any airports are running that video. Chicagoans got tear gassed by federal agents when protesters gathered at the scene of a crash between the agents and a man fleeing arrest. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin State Senate was on the floor Tuesday. Some of the legislation approved in the Senate, now headed to Governor Tony Evers for his consideration, include bills to allow candidates to remove their names from the ballot and to increase penalties for reckless driving in Milwaukee. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is working to get back unemployment benefits to applicants following a federal court ruling. A 2013 law prevented Wisconsinites from getting both unemployment benefits and Social Security disability payments at the same time, but the August ruling found that to be unconstitutional. And a famous supper club between Milwaukee and Madison is getting new life. The State Journal reports the Gobbler in Johnson Creek has new owners who have already received a use permit from the village. They plan to turn the Gobbler into a comedy club and music venue. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. A few lingering showers possible early, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, a stray shower possible after midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy, a low of 48. A few showers around on Thursday with highs in the mid to upper 60s. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 47.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers a happy home with Handy Harry. It is 7:03. Here is Kenny Loggins on Max FM.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let
Most non-stop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
actually be here. Up and out.
What day is it? Wednesday.
All day.
I had no idea.
Oh, man. Where did the time go?
Let's get coffee. A big double shot for you. Keep you up all day.
You've got a show to put on in case you didn't notice.
You are going to love this.
Am I? Really? Sure about that?
99% sure.
Okay, if you say so.
Let's get to it.
Showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:11 on Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Showers are likely to start our day. It's going to be staying cloudy with a high of 59 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 48. On Thursday, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy, a high of 67. Thursday night, shower chances continue, mostly cloudy with a low of 56. On Friday, it's going to be partly sunny and beautiful, a high of 74. On Saturday, shower chances return to start our day, becoming partly sunny in the afternoon with a high of 66. On Sunday, a slight chance of showers, and it'll be mostly sunny, a high of 59. Currently 47 degrees, and a little bit of light rain is still falling outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. As a reminder, the Baraboo's Farmers Market is taking place today, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And we don't know why that kicked in on us, but hey, we got that turned off. So Farmers Market going to be 8 p.m. to 12:30 p.m., 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. today. They're here two more weeks on Wednesday and Saturday's last day, October 29th, Emily. Can you believe it's already halfway through October?
I know. Good morning. That is kind of sad, though. I've noticed just in the last few days, the leaves are really starting to change. So this is the moment to kind of like reel it back in and be like, wait. It's not just date, you know, to date. It is today. And today is midway through October. And leaves are changing, and take a minute to be in the present, because all of a sudden it happens and then all of a sudden the leaves are gone. So it is starting to be the beautiful time, folks. So get out there and enjoy it. We live in such a beautiful area. So got to get out there and take a walk or a drive, right?
You do. And, you know, when I saw that the farmers market's last day is 2 weeks from today, I'm like, okay, got to remind everyone about that, because, you know, that's going to sneak up on us. And so that means they'll be out here today, this coming Saturday, the following Wednesday and Saturday, and then that last Wednesday is the 29th. So get those goods while you can, and that's one of those that they're working hard out there in the rain this morning, so stop by and support them. One thing I also do want to mention is Terrytown Plumbing is replacing a lateral behind 123 3rd Avenue. That's behind Labyrinth Games. That alleyway is going to be closed from now until about 2 p.m. today. So if you normally use that alley, you will want to find somewhere else to travel through. I saw the barricades going on for that yesterday. So something else to be aware of. A few things happening this morning.
Yeah, and I do want to say, too, we all love the farmers market. It is so lovely out there. It does, you know, it's sad when things come to an end, but sometimes, you know, one door closes, another opens. And in a environment in which we live where it's, things change seasonally, we are used to that. But what's neat is that right away, November 8th, the Great Day Indoor Market is happening. So the winter edition of the Great Day Market is happening. So that'll start on November 8th, and that will be on Saturdays as well. So that'll start, I think they do like a 9 to 2 are the hours there in the Great Day building there in that lobby. So that's something to look forward to. You know, it is kind of, you know, summer ends, then you get to look forward to the autumn colors, fall ends, and then here come the holidays. So, you know, we got to keep on, just keep those doors kind of revolving and look forward to the things as they come, right?
And is that every Saturday or is that a monthly thing?
Sorry, nope. It's going to be, I believe it's the second Saturday of the month.
Perfect.
So you can check it out. The Great Day Market has its own Facebook page. And sweet Amanda Payne, the owner of Lovely Levins, puts that all together. So check that out. That is going to be the Great Day Market page on Facebook. And you can go find the dates. But second Saturday of the month. Thanks for that question. That does clarify that. So November, the second Saturday is the 8th. So go ahead and check that out inside the Great Day building there. It's a lovely market. It's got a lot of the same vendors from the outdoor farmers market that is put on by Bid. And then it also has some, you know, makers and different kinds of craftspeople and all kinds of stuff. It's super fun. So definitely check that out. Second Saturday of the month in the Great Day building inside from 9 to 2.
Cool. Yeah. That'll start up in November. A lot of things will be happening in November. We have wine walks, light parades, and more. So stay tuned for that. And it is National Delivery Driver Week. And what a better way to honor them than talking about their replacements. Delivery robots are getting more and more common, especially in the cities. We're talking about little ones that drive around, but delivery drones are becoming a thing too, Emily.
Yeah, I've seen them. They're weird. A new poll found 1 in 11 Americans have seen, oh, there we go. Look, a delivery robot in the wild. It's a lot higher than that in big cities like LA. So just like oftentimes any type of like technological advances, they do kind of start on the coasts. They start in the bigger cities and then we kind of, you know, it comes through to us here in the Midwest a little bit later. But that's not to say how we feel about it. So how do we feel about it? I don't know. 40% think delivery bots are a good thing. 35% are opposed to the idea. And the other 25% said no opinion. Young people were a little more likely to say that they are a good thing. What else do they say about this, Dave?
So they said most people in 2025 would still rather get their food delivered by an actual person. 61% said human, 34% say they don't care or no difference, and 5% say they would rather see a delivery bot down their driveway. So congrats, DoorDashers. AI isn't replacing you, at least not until people find out that you don't have to tip those robots. Oh. Right? But here's the thing. So you may not have to tip the robots, right? There's one thing this survey is missing in that part, right? So you don't have to tip the robots. No, you probably don't have to tip the robots. But guess what? The delivery is probably going to be more expensive than having a person do it because they're going to have to find a way to offset that technology cost. So guess what? Exactly. They're going to mark the price up to cover that robot delivery cost versus the delivery driver tip. So there you go. I knew that was going to catch you, Emily. And I'm like, no, I thought about this morning because those robots are not cheap. They need to be maintained. I just don't think you can replace people in this case. And from a customer service standpoint as well, I think that's the other difficult part. So say they get to your door and you're not happy with your delivery or you are happy with your delivery. And so I think there's a customer service aspect that goes away with robots as well. So I don't think they'll replace them. And again, I don't have an opinion. I just don't think it'll happen because of that. Now with food. Now, could other things maybe be delivered by a robot, like those packages from some of the stores we order from? Maybe, but again, there's still chances of error in that. I mean, I lived through that nightmare this weekend of a part that was supposed to be flown in to an airport in Madison, and then they delivered the wrong item. And I'm like, no, that's not what we ordered. And so then they couldn't find the part. They had to have another one shipped out. They met me early Sunday morning with said part. And then Sunday night, I got the actual part because apparently ended up at the O'Hare Airport in Chicago.
Ooh, that's a little farther away.
Yeah.
A little farther away and a lot of traffic in between those two locations. Yeah. There's the thing called human error and there's always, going to be a margin of error, right? With any kind of service. I think there's room for both. I don't want anything being, people need their jobs. Like nobody needs to be replacing human beings doing service jobs, right? Like people need those jobs and people need to be interacting with humans. At the same time, I think there's room for improvement. And this is just my humble opinion in terms of like, there's always enough people ordering food to be delivered at home, especially since, the pandemic days, like that just became, I think, a little bit more of a norm. And that's where DoorDash got kind of all its action, right? So say you have people and robots, and that just makes the whole the system move more fluidly, right? You get your food faster, you less screw ups, like just there's more, quote unquote, able-bodied, bots and people doing it. So I think there's room for this. I don't think it should be a replacement scare. I hope that that doesn't happen because let's face it. I mean, 50% of the time you order food, in my opinion, it doesn't work out right. So I don't ever trust the situation. I always feel like it's going to be an hour to wait or it's going to be the wrong food. Lately, it's because they automatically go to like leave at your door without having to ring the doorbell or whatever. And you're like, where's my pizza? And it's been sitting outside for 20 minutes and you missed a text and you didn't even know you set it up that way to get a text. There's already weird things happening. So hopefully it'll clean up the system. But I don't know. I mean, we're just going to have to deal with it. This stuff's coming. So let's make the best of it. Right.
And I think that's exactly it. Make the best of it. See how it goes. Give it a chance. But I would be very surprised if it replaces that human element. But hey, I'm not an expert. I'm just a morning show guy with Emily. So
And the lucky part about that is we are not experts, but we talk like we are about all kinds of things, and it's live radio. So who knows? It's great.
It is. And that's the thing. And we want to know your thoughts as listeners. Please text us and let us know your thoughts. 608-355-9970, or you can text via the free Civic Media app. Have you seen a delivery robot? And then the other question is, what are your thoughts on them? Text us and let us know. 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Emily, you'll be back with us at 7:40 as we celebrate some celebrity birthdays.
Sweet. Looking forward to that.
I am as well. It's going to be interesting to see what our listeners have to say about delivery robots. Again, text us and let us know, have you ever seen delivery robots? And what are your thoughts on them as well? You can text them via the free Civic Media app. All texters can remain anonymous. We just want to know what all of you have to say about delivery robots. The Morning Show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. Here is Whitney Houston, How Will I Know, on Max FM.
Again. Just cause you're under, don't beat around. Another shoulder to cry upon. I just wanna use your love tonight. Yeah, I don't wanna lose your love tonight. Yeah, I just wanna use your love tonight. I don't wanna lose your love tonight. I just wanna use your love tonight. I don't wanna lose your love
and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:29 on Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. This is just in from the Baraboo Water Utility. They will have Madison Street closed this morning between Oak Street and East Street due to an emergency repair of a broken water main. Again, from the Baraboo Water Utility, Madison Street will be closed this morning between Oak and E Street due to an emergency repair of a broken water main. So please avoid that area and find an alternative way to get out and about. So again, Madison Street is closed between Oak and East due to an emergency water main repair. And yes, the activity is starting to take place in the alley behind Labyrinth Games as well. They're working on replacing a sewer lateral there, so avoid that alley as well. We're keeping tabs on everything that's happening within the area. As a reminder, if there's information for closings, cancellations, delays, or anything else that the general public needs to know, you can always email that to info@max.fm. Coming up, a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Good morning, welcome to Gavin Brothers Real Estate Auction Report. Today we have the John Bredeman Skid Steer Vehicle and Tool online only auction ending at 9 a.m. This auction features two skid steers, several lawn mowers, lots of tools, and other household related items. The catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. On Friday, we have a drop-off day for our October Farm and Construction Consignment Auction from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. at our auction facility in Reedsburg. We're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, ATVs, UTVs, lawn and garden items, trailers, and much more. Again, that's our October Farm and Construction Consignment Auction drop-off this Friday from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. at our auction facility in Reedsburg. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. Upcoming soccer games for tomorrow are Sauk Prairie versus Oregon, Reedsburg versus La Crosse Logan, and Wisconsin Dells versus Adams Friendship. Some JV2 football games happening tomorrow are Baraboo versus Sparta and Reedsburg versus Toma. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
The Dodgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Dodgers winning Game 2 of the National League Championship Series 5-1 over the Brewers. L.A. now up 2-0 in the best-of-7 series. So what's the solution? The Brewers' Christian Yelich.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to play better. It's not an ideal start to the series by any means. Like, it's not what you want to get off to, but just got to continue to battle and find a way to get the offense going. You know, I got to be better. We got to be better. Just facts, you know? So fly out tonight, take the off day tomorrow, and be ready to battle in Game 3.
Game 3 tomorrow night in L.A. at 5:08. NFL, the Packers trying to figure out why they've given up 60 points in the fourth quarter in just the first 5 games of the season.
We're just like, why is that happening? Are we running out of gas? They got the ball to start the second half. They go on that 18-play drive or whatever it was. I mean, ate up 10 minutes off the clock. I don't know. Does that gas you out?
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. A few lingering showers possible early, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, a stray shower possible after midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy, a low of 48. A few showers around on Thursday with highs in the mid to upper 60s. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 47.
Reedsburg's Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:38 on Wednesday morning. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast, and then we also have an update from the city of Baraboo that we need to provide everyone about a street closure. Today, showers are likely to start our day. As you can see, a little bit of light rain falling in this area and light drizzle. That will continue throughout the morning. It will stay cloudy with a high of just 59 degrees today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 48. On Thursday, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy, high of 67. Thursday night, slight shower chances continue, mostly cloudy, a low of 56. On Saturday, it's going to be partly sunny and beautiful, a high of 74. On Friday night, showers and thunderstorms are possible with a low of 56. Saturday, showers to start the day, gradually clearing in the afternoon to be partly sunny with a high of 66. On Sunday, a slight chance of showers to start the day, mostly sunny with a high of 59. Currently, it is 47 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building and the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. There is light drizzle falling in the area today, so make sure you grab a coat and umbrella. That will clear up. The farmer's market is getting set up as well right here in front of the studio. They'll be ready to go right around 8 a.m. They'll be out there till 12:30 p.m. 2 weeks left for the farmer's market. Their last day is October 29th. Go over to the Baraboo Farmer's Market Facebook page. Give them a like to see who's coming and what they're bringing the night before. Also, from the City of Baraboo Water Utility, they're going to have Madison Street closed this morning between Oak Street and E Street due to an emergency repair of a broken water main. So again, Madison Street is closed between Oak and E Street due to an emergency repair of a broken water main. So avoid that area. Find an alternative route. This just came into our news desk this morning. We do not know when the road will reopen. We know that they are starting work up there right now. So avoid Madison Street if possible. Also, as a reminder, they're doing work behind Labyrinth Games here in the alley in the 100 block of 3rd Avenue. If you normally use that alley, you would need to find an alternate location because that alley is closed this morning. Emily, a little bit of a busy morning with some road closures that you don't expect at this time of year.
Yeah, I know. I think they're just getting those last, you know, little jobs in. And not that they're little, I don't mean that, but just those last kind of quick jobs in before the snow falls, because it's coming someday. As Jon Snow says, winter is coming.
Yes, it is. And so, yeah, it's just, we appreciate them letting us know about that, especially the Madison Street closure. And I can tell you, I know that's happening very soon because I just watched the City of Baraboo Water Utility drive by with their trailer and barricades. They're heading towards Madison Street right now as we speak.
There you go. See, live reporting from upstairs of the Weicker Great Day building right in front of the window. Dave Grant keeps us on our toes in the morning about construction and people going the wrong way down around the square, which I haven't heard of that recently. Is that still a thing? Or
well, we saw one actually Monday morning, and both Wendy and I were easily distracted by that vehicle that went through the wrong way and then didn't even bother to stop. So, yes, so far the score is zero cars going the wrong way today.
All right. Way to go, Baraboobians. That's a great job you did not going backwards or the wrong direction.
You know, well, I'm just picturing a scoreboard in studio above the fireplace right now of wrong way drivers. So
it should be an electronic scoreboard and it should be in the window facing out. So everybody, ooh. Oh, no, that would be distracting for the drivers.
Maybe. Yes. Or have it start flashing. You're going the wrong way.
You know, I got a really cool LED light down in downstairs of that place that you could play with, and it connects to your phone and you can put any message you want on it. Just scroll across it and people can read that. So
I think that's a great idea. You have to show me where that's at. I already have some great ideas with that. I cannot possibly get in trouble with any of something like that. So yeah, let me know where that's at.
I
already
have some. I'm going to give it to you because you wouldn't do anything that would ever get you in trouble or be questionable in any way. So that's why, you know, completely neutral party giving it to completely neutral party to play around with. It.
I can see our text line. I can see our text line lighting up already. So I had the Wi-Fi
messages
code
from Dave Grant and Emily in the morning show right out the window. Literally and figuratively. Oh my goodness. All
right. Good thing Killian will be back tomorrow, because then maybe he'll be the one supervising us. We're not quite sure who's supervising who today. So
great. We're being supervised by a high school person. Oh no.
What's the worst that can happen? All right, let's look at
more mature than we are. I'm just saying, we already know that.
So, we do. That's a thing. Yeah, we're not the picture of maturity at all. Let's look at our October 15th celebrity birthdays. Bailey Madison is 26. Was in Pretty Little Liars, Original Sin, and she was also in The Good Witch. Paul Walter Hauser, 39. Stingray on Cobra Kai. Mole Man in the Fantastic Four. And let's see, Kaisha Cole, 44. R&B singer, remember Heaven Sent. All right, who else do you see on our celebrity list today, Emily?
Wow, I can't believe this dude is this old. Genuine, 55. Biggest Hits, Differences, and Pony.
Wow.
You can find Pony. I love that song. I think I've heard it on the morning show. You should probably find that one again. That's a really good one. If you can mess with the playlist, it'll wake everybody up.
Never mess with our playlist and look for Genuine in our library. I'm not doing that at all right now.
I said it's fine. Kimberly Schlappman from Little Big Town is 56. Biggest Hit, Girl Crush. Dominic West is 56 as well. Prince Charles on season 5 and season 6 of The Crown. People love that show. I haven't gotten into it yet, but I'm gonna keep trying. Also, he was Guy Dexter in the last two Downton Abbey movies. Detective Jim McNulty, can't read, on The Wire. That was the original series, The Wire. Like, there was no series before The Wire. It was like the first one, and then came The Sopranos, and we were all hooked. And he also played Noah on Showtime's The Affair. Also, another 56-year-old, Paige Davis, Trading Spaces. Also, Vanessa Marcille is 57. Gina Kincaid on Beverly Hills, 90210. She was also on Las Vegas and General Hospital. Never watched that. That was the Days of Our Lives, girl. I didn't watch General Hospital.
Mm-mm. See, there's something we have in common. I used to watch Days of Our Lives back in the day, and so that was the one I used to watch, too. And that is now, I believe, only streaming. I know it's not on TV at noon anymore. And no, I don't watch soap operas in studio, in case anyone's curious about that.
That would be redonkulous.
No, Our VP of technology do that. We were giving him grief one day when we were setting the TV up, and we left the soap opera on for him, so... He was real appreciative of that, but that person shall remain nameless. I don't want to pick on my boss, Drew, too much. Let's see. Brenda K. Starr is 59. Remember, I still believe she also discovered Mariah Carey in the 80s. Mariah was her backup singer when Brenda sent Mariah's demo to Sony's Tommy Mottola. Tommy later married and made a star out of Mariah. And so, yes, and then Brenda drifted off to obscurity. So there you go. I bet no one realized who Brenda K. Starr was till today.
No, not at all. Thank you for that.
That is pretty cool. Eric Benet, 59, R&B singer who used to be Mr. Halle Berry. And yes, he got busted for cheating. Our biggest hit was Spend My Life With You, ironically. You see what I did there? I'm snarky this morning.
Today for Dave on the morning show.
Yeah, I'm a little bit snarky today. Sarah's Duchess of York is 66. We'll just move around to who else do you see on our list today? Yeah,
I'm not the only one who's snarky. Good gracious, look at this list. Oh my. You guys got to give us some credit out there. We be censoring some stuff for you guys in the morning show because some stuff here has some feelings with some words. Emeril Lagasse is 66 years old, celebrity chef. Bam. I don't know why they said that. Hopefully I didn't just do something wrong because I don't know why that says bam.
just kidding.
Larry Miller is 72. He was the dad in 10 Things I Hate About You. He was also in the Nutty Professor movies and Boston Legal. There we go. Chris DeBerg is 77. Lady in Red, genius. I love that. That song is just beautiful. I love it because red's my favorite color. Thinks he's magical. Okay, cool.
I was waiting for you to get caught on that one. I'm just sitting there like,
I don't know anything about that, but I do like Lady in Red. That could totally be played on the morning show because it is 80s all day. Also, Richard Carpenter from The Carpenters is 79 years old. Of course, their classics include Rainy Days and Mondays, Only Yesterday, Superstar, Close to You, We've Only Just Begun, Top of the World, and their cover of Please, Mr. Postman. What a good song that is. I'd never heard their cover of that, but I do like that song. There's a couple left, Dave. Are we going to make it?
Those are all others that have passed away, so we're going to skip over those. But okay, pop quiz. We've Only Just Begun. Which movie did that song most recently appear in?
I got nothing. If you know, text in, please. I got nothing. Help me out.
Oh, boy. All right.
Is this a teaser for some upcoming trivia we might be having?
You never know, just saying. So, yes, which most recent movie did We've Only Just Begun appear in? It's been around for a little while, but I'm not going to say anything more than that. So, if you know that answer, text us, let us know, 608-355-9970, or text via the free Civic Media app.
And don't be using the Google. Just know if you know. Don't use the Google, because we could do that, too.
I think it's going to drive Emily nuts trying to figure out which movie this is.
I'm not on my phone looking it up at all.
You are. I can see she's getting silent. She's sitting there, tap, 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 tap. Looky, looky, looky.
Nope. That's Dave that loves the Googles and trying to get the new information out there for everybody to learn. I don't. I just rely on my brain, which we can see where that's working out this morning. I have no idea the answer to that question. But I do know it's October 15th. We're having a great day. It's a little rainy, but it's going to lighten up. We're going to get a little... Did I hear you say a little rain tomorrow? I don't like that at all.
Just a slight chance. I know you're doing the apple orchard thing tomorrow, but... You know, you will be fine for that. Trust me, you're not going to melt. You'll be fine.
I'm fine with it. This is a good lesson for kids. I'm going to take some adolescents and some teenagers out and tell them to pick fruit in the rain so they can learn how hard it could be.
Right. It's just a slight chance of showers tomorrow. So
I'm going to tell them it's going to thunderstorm and we're still going.
Yeah. Here, hold this metal pole while we go to the apple orchard in the middle of a thunderstorm. Yeah, or a metal ladder.
Oh, the good lessons.
Yes.
It's all fun and games when it's when you're raising, you know, the older age range of kids gets real interesting. It's hard when they're toddlers and babies, but this is a whole new level. But it's fun. It's so fun. It's way worth it. I'll take it.
So
best
again,
and hardest work I've ever had. Love it. Love it. Love it every day.
Yeah, no, it is. So again, we are trying to figure out for Emily which movie We've Only Just Begun was in. And so we've had one person text in so far. I'm going to have to actually fact check that one because maybe there's another movie I wasn't aware of. So that one would be also interesting. So there may be a second movie. No, I know which movie I'm thinking. And I'll give a hint in a few minutes. So yeah, We've Only Just Begun. Which movie did that appear in? I'll give a hint after 8 o'clock. I'm not going to give any hints right now because I don't want to go too far into that. More music mornings.
I'm going to say one more thing. I think this is our new theme line for our morning show. We've only just begun.
To get in trouble. There's a good one too. We've only just begun. ..
Exactly. Text me what you think we're going to do next.
More music mornings with Dave Nemley. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry.
Today's big deal of the day. Creative classes at Brushes and Bubbly. Get in touch with your inner Van Gogh or Picasso. Experience painting on canvases, wood burning, creating mosaics, and more at this creative artist space between Baraboo and Wisconsin Dells. Share a painting class with friends at Brushes and Bubbly. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $6.25. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first. I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Four lines for $90 a month and four of the latest phones for free. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. That's right. We'll pay off your current contract, so switching has never been easier. Let our helpful staff assist you at U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile, in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Hi, this is Sarah from the Jeweler's Edge in downtown Baraboo, inviting you to join us for our fall vintage and estate jewelry sale Friday, October 17th and Saturday, October 18th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. If you love vintage and estate jewelry, don't miss this sale. Many pieces starting at just $300. Preview some of our stunning pieces by following us on Facebook and Instagram. The Jeweler's Edge Vintage and Estate Jewelry Sale, October 17th and 18th at 416 Oak Street in downtown Baraboo. See you soon.
Bright Star Home Care delivers high quality care ranging from companion care to skilled nursing services so that all their clients can experience dignity and an improved quality of life when they need it most. Clients choose Bright Star Home Care of Baraboo because every decision they make and every action they take is for the benefit of those who've been entrusted to their care. You can request a complimentary in-home assessment at brightstarcare.com or call 608-355-5015.
Hi, I'm Michael from The War and Treaty. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. Only Novo Nordisk makes FDA-approved Ozempic. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5 milligram, 1 milligram, and 2 milligrams.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:31. It is Krista Berg's birthday, so yes, we're going to play a little Lady in Red on Max FM.
Shine so bright. I've never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. They're looking for a little romance, given half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, all the highlights in your hair that catch your eye. I have been blind. Lady in red is dancing with me. Cheek to cheek, there's nobody here. It's just you and me. It's where I wanna be, but I hardly shine so bright. You were amazing. Never seen so many people want to be there by your side. And when you turned to me and smiled, it took my breath away. I have never had such a feeling of complete and utter love as I do tonight. Lady in red is dancing with me. Cheek to cheek, there's nobody here. It's just you and me. It's where I wanna be.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. Yes, Lady in Red, Krista Berg celebrating her birthday, as well as Genuine. We're going to play Pony on Max FM.
Single portion.